Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first mystery. On Tuesday morning of Holy Week, once again, Jesus returned to the temple and began teaching the people openly. To instruct them, he told them this parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a feast for his son's wedding. He sent his servants to call those who had been invited, but they would not come. Next, he sent more servants. Tell those who have been invited that I have my banquet all prepared. My oxen and fatted cattle have been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding. But they were not interested. One went off to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was furious. He dispatched his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their town. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but as those who were invited proved to be unworthy, go to the crossroads in the town and invite everyone you can find to the wedding." So these servants went out on the roads and collected together everyone they could find, bad and good alike, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. For many are called, but few choose to enter. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. God sent his Son Jesus to gather everyone into his kingdom, which on earth is the Catholic Church. Everyone is invited, the bad and good alike. It doesn't matter how broken you are. It doesn't matter what your past was like. Everyone gets an invitation. But in the parable, some of the guests invited refuse to come. Others are not interested because they're too wrapped up in lesser things. And some of those invited actually become so angry they kill the messengers. Refusal to listen, wrapped up in their own affairs, angry when religion is brought up. That's a pretty good description of the way we probably were before our conversion or reversion. And it's probably a good description of many of our family and friends today. Now in the parable, the king sends out his servants to invite everyone to the banquet. We are those servants. And yet, too often, we don't invite anyone. Maybe because we've been met with an icy or hostile response. Or maybe we think it's the job of the priests or the professionals of the church, you know, youth ministers and others. Or maybe we don't feel prepared. And maybe we just don't feel worthy to do it. But whatever the reason, we can't get discouraged and quit because we're the messengers God is sending. So what do we do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. We are responsible for inviting people to the banquet, but let's not get that confused with being responsible for their conversion or holiness. You're not responsible for the conversion of your family and friends. You can't make anyone convert. Neither could Jesus, because he chooses to respect our freedom too much for that. But we are responsible for living a simple and beautiful way of life, of living friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And step one is just that. It's friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take? Time. Time together, talking, listening, and simply being with Jesus. And that is prayer. Talking to Jesus about everything we're thinking and feeling. And then reading the Word of God and thinking about it. That's how we listen. And if we really listen, I mean really pay attention, then we will put into practice what he's saying. That's the resolution. So the commitment to daily meditation and a resolution, like we're doing here in the Rosary, is the first step to helping your family and friends to God. And the end of Lent is not the time to take a break from daily meditation and a resolution. And next week, after Easter, is definitely the time not to go slack. In fact, it's the time to step up your game, because your loved ones depend on it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The second step is friendship with others. Because friendship is the bridge by which we cross over to others and help them cross over to God. And if you want real friendship with your loved ones, with your family and friends, then you've got to remove those things that are distracting you from really engaging with them. In other words, you got to get off your entertainment, the news, the sports, the shows, the YouTube, and then invite someone to do something fundamentally human together. Invite them to take a walk or have a meal or a drink. And while you do this, be genuinely interested in them. Ask them what they think about. Ask them, what's the number one thing on your mind the last month or so? Or, what's the best part of your life? Or, what's the most challenging part? Then say honestly to them things that will leave them thinking better of themselves. Now, if you are patient and persistent in doing this, you will eventually get an opportunity to invite them to an encounter with Jesus by some form of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The parable we began with ends in a very disquieting way. When the king came in to look at the guests, he noticed one man who was not wearing a wedding garment and said to him, "How did you get in here, my friend, without a wedding garment?" And the man was silent. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him out into the dark, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth." Wow, this poor guy gets kicked out of the wedding feast for not having the right clothes on. Well, what does the wedding garment really signify? It signifies the sanctifying grace and the virtue we must be wearing when we show up to heaven. By virtue, we mean love, otherwise known as charity. Charity is the virtue that enables us to love as God loves. It means loving God for His own sake, not just for what we get from Him in return. And it means loving God above everything else. But it also means keeping the commandments. Because Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And it means loving our neighbor, all the people God placed in our lives. And that includes forgiving everyone and holding no resentment. Oh, and it also means loving our enemies and doing good to them. For Jesus commands us to love and pray for those who oppose and persecute us. Now, this doesn't mean we need to have warm feelings toward them. We're not talking about feelings. We're talking about choices. We're talking about the choice to desire their good and to forgive them and pray for them. So please, God, give us the wedding garment. Give us the grace and the charity. Give us the love for you and the people around us, so that when we show up to the wedding banquet, we won't be thrown out where there will be gnashing and grinding of teeth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what strikes you about this teaching of Jesus on Tuesday of Holy Week?
That last point about the wedding garment is such a good examination of conscience, because it's easy to think of sin as the things that you do, or it's the whether or not you're choosing God. Like, the guy chose to go to the wedding feast. He accepts the invite.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't have love. He's not fostering love. He doesn't really, like, this is the thing that it's easy to go about your life and be like, I'm a pretty good Christian. I always make this joke, but it's always, haven't killed anyone, didn't steal anything today. The really visible things that you can say, I didn't do that wrong. But you could still come to the end of your life and say, I didn't love.
Yes.
Even if you were serving others, you could do so without love. You could do so with disdain in your heart. You can do so while, even if you're not gossiping about others, you're just not loving them. You don't actually love them. You're not really trying to foster love in your heart. You're not even loving God.
Yes.
And that's a really different examination of conscience.
You know, it's really amazing. The three most important virtues, faith, hope, and love.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is where we say, you know what? Jesus rose from the dead, so only God could do that. So I believe he's God.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's God, then what he says I should do, that's faith. Hope is when we say, I've tried everything in the world and it didn't make me perfectly happy, so I'll try God. And I'll put my hope for happiness in God.
Mm.
But do you see what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm.
I want God for my sake.
This is always so helpful because I always struggle with the difference between faith and hope.
Yeah. But basically,
faith and belief and things like these, but that's good. That's yeah, perfect.
Hope. Basically, hope is that I want God for my sake,
mm-hmm.
so that I'll be happy, which isn't bad. That's good. Mm-hmm.
It's to acknowledge that is going to be your happiness.
Exactly.
That's the ultimate happiness.
But it's still not love.
Yeah.
Love is where we say, wait, God, I choose you for your sake, to please you. Not for what I get, but for you. And you know what? I'm not there yet.
I think a lot of us would be showing up without a garment. And you know, some days we're better dressed than others.
Now, let's not be too extreme here. The wedding garment is two things. It is our baptismal grace. That's why you clothe a kid with a white garment at baptism. But that white garment better be on you when you die, and so that they can put the white cloth over your casket.
Mm.
That's a pretty powerful image, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the baptismal grace, the sanctifying grace, the presence of the Holy Spirit. But then we also need love.
Yeah.
I'm always struck in this parable by this section where, remember, this is Jesus explaining reality
mm-hmm.
through a parable to the people. And he says, but they were not interested. One went off to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, maltreated them, and killed them. Then the king was furious. And he dispatched his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their town. Jesus just painted the picture of what will happen to Jerusalem within one generation. The Romans came, destroyed them, and burnt Jerusalem to the ground. That's stunning.
It's not as if you can choose your farm or choose things outside of that and still keep those things.
Yeah. We got to get our priorities straight. Virtue is just correctly ordered love. It's just to love the greater things more and the lesser things less. Virtue is just correctly ordered love. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Blessed be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.